All right, hallelujah, good morning, praise God, so it's Friday, all right, it is Friday, and then it's a new month, all right, depending on your time zone, some of you get into it later, some of you are in it already, all right, but those of us on this side of the world, of the globe, all right, it's Friday morning, and it's the first of a new month, so let me leave us with Juanita Bynum's worship for just maybe a minute or two, maybe two. And then I'll be right back. Praise God.
You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory. In worship, and I bless your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. How many know that tonight? There is no one else like you.
Hallelujah. God is good. God has been good. God will forever be good. God is faithful, right? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. He's done for us what nobody could ever do for us, all right? He rescued us from darkness, brought us into his marvelous light. God has been good. Praise God. So, all right. So, the fifth day, the fifth episode, all right, of how to receive from God. I guess it gets better. Okay, so good news, we're gonna have to continue this next week. Yippee, Monday through to Friday. All right, it gets better, it gets clearer. I believe it's getting more and more enlightening. Okay, because God has no issue with being faithful. God is faithful. He's always been God. He has always been faithful before we came on the scene. So the issue is not God, all right? The issue is, how do we receive from God? Because God has made all things available. You remember Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. He has blessed us. Not he will. Not he's thinking about it. He has blessed us. God has already blessed us. So we're blessed. All right. Peter wrote and said that God has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. God has given us, not he's about to. Okay, Colossians 1 also in the 12th verse says he has made us qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So God has. Right, when it comes to health and healing, Bible says by his wounds you have been healed. It puts it in the past tense. You have to take note of the tenses in the Bible. You've been elevated, made to sit together with him. That's Jesus in the heavenlies, made to sit together. You've been enthroned. All right. You've been given a name that is above every name. You've been given power. Are you getting this now? So much is available. So much has been given to us that it's now left to us to know what has been given and then to rightly use what has been given. Did you get that? You have to know what's available. And that's why we had to say some time ago about us being ignorant. My people perish for they lack knowledge. So you need to know what's already available. Are you getting it? All right. So you need to know what's available. And then you need to use. You need to use properly. All right. What is available to you. So we're looking at it. It gets more and more and more and more interesting. Mark 11:24 says, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received them and you shall have them. What things soever you desire. We had to say that there are four things to look at there. Number one is the desire. Number two, when you pray. Number three, believe you have received. And number four, all right, you will have them. So you find that the issue for most of us is not the prayer part. All right. Oh, but I'm praying about it. Oh, I've prayed about it. Oh, I'm praying about it. Oh, I've prayed about it. And so the prayer part is not the issue. But the prayer part is not what gets the prayer answered. All right. Don't forget again, what things soever you desire. Mark 11:24. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you have received. Believe you have received. Believe you have received. And then you're going to get it. You have to believe you have received what you prayed for. All right. You have to believe you have received that desire you prayed about. So it's not, oh, I've prayed. All right. And then our words get to locate us. Did you get that? Our words get to locate us. So someone says, oh, I am believing God for my health. I am believing God. Now, doesn't mean each time somebody says that he just said something wrong. All right. You might be communicating something right, just saying this. But we're all now used to, I'm believing God that if we're not watchful about it, it's postdated. It's postdated because I am not needing to be believing God for something I believe I have received. If you believe you've received it, then it's yours. All right. So let's assume you have a black pair of shoe. All right, which most of us likely will have. All right, maybe male or female. All right, you have a black pair of shoe. All right, so you can see your black pair of shoe right in front of you. So you don't tell someone, I am believing God for my black pair of shoe. No, you have your black pair of shoe. All right. You don't say, I am believing God for my black pair of shoe. It's in front of you. So you don't believe for what you already have. Are you getting this? Now, but faith would not lie. Faith would not say, well, I have it when I don't. The language in Mark 11:23 says, I believe I have received it. 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 Not I am believing for. So you find that most times when we say that, we end up not getting most of the things we say that for. So it's now a language. It's a cliche amongst believers. Oh, I'm believing God for my health. I'm believing God for accommodation. I'm believing God. I'm believing God. So usually when we say it, now you do your own analysis, all right? Scrutinize your own self. Just cross-check in case this is an area where you've been missing it. That's all we're trying to do here, right? No judgment, no condemnation. Just in case, all right? It's happened to all of us. But when you say, I am believing God for, it seems like you are in that process of trying to release your faith. You really are yet to finally release your faith. All right? It sounds like you have a strong desire about it and you're wanting God to do something about it. All right? Man, I'm believing God for this. So I desire it and I'd like God to do something about it. So it's fine. There's nothing wrong with hope. You need hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So your hope must be active. So if you say, I'm believing God for, is a realm of hope for you, it's okay. But I'm saying, don't say it is faith if for you it really hasn't been faith. And you wouldn't know if it hasn't been faith if you don't cross-check yourself. So take a minute after this broadcast and read Mark 11:24. Meditate on Mark 11:24 and ask myself, have I believed that I have received this particular thing I said I'm believing God for? So in case you now say yes, so my believing God for it means I it's mine, I'm now waiting for the you shall have it part, then fantastic. Do you get that? Do your own analysis, your own self. Is that okay? But cross-check it so that you won't think you're speaking faith and then it's doubt. All right? So I'm believing God for. And then it's just how far I'm believing God for it. All right? But, oh, I believe I receive it. I believe it's mine. Praise God. I'm thanking God for it now. So you still can let all know I'm in faith. You're not lying. You're not, you know. Now, there's a level of faith where it dawns on you so much. You can say, I have it. And you're not saying what is not so. It is so real, you know, to you. Because faith says it is so, even when it doesn't seem so. Because in reality, it is so. All right? Spiritually, it is so. So there's that level of conviction that makes you say that. But but base level, you could still say, how far would that stop? Oh, I believe I receive it. I believe I receive it. The person knows you're in faith. But the person also hears your conviction. All right? So you scrutinize your own self. Is that all right? But we need to take a good look at it. You know, an individual who put it under your, you know, the Holy Ghost microscope in your own life and check, am I saying something that sounds like faith, but it is not faith? Praise God. I believe that was helpful to somebody. So Ephesians 3:20 again says, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or imagine, all right? According to the power that's at work in us. So you find out that we ask, but we forget that the power is unlocked twofold. You ask and imagine. That means there's a thought in your heart. And the thought in your heart must align with the words of your mouth. The thought in your heart must align with the word. So you don't just say something and then you're not believing, you're not sure. All right, you remember James 1 that tells us, let not that man think that he will receive anything from God, because a man is unstable, he's double-minded. I believe I receive my promotion, you know, and then somehow if it doesn't come this year and it comes next year, it's okay. Then next thing again, amen, I receive my promotion. Whenever it comes, you're not stable. Sometimes it might not be that glaring, but you check, all right? You check it yourself. So God is faithful, all right? God will not withhold anything from us, all right? Romans 8 tells us that he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not freely also with him give us all things? So God is in the business of giving us all things. However, all right, we looked at, you know, the psalm yesterday that said they limited the Holy One of Israel, that God was limited, all right? God was limited. I mean, is that not amazing, okay? Super, super amazing. Psalm 78, all right, and the 41st verse, Psalm 78, 41. Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They turned back and they tempted God and limited. That means God wanted to do big things for them. God had made big promises for them, but God could not accomplish these promises because they limited him. You know, it's amazing. Someone says, no, I don't think God can ever be limited. God can do whatever God can do. God will do whatever God will do. People, God said in his word, they limited him. Okay, let's see Mark, you know, Mark 6 from verse 1 and find out how that even Jesus in his earthly work was limited. All right, he was restrained. So Mark 6 from verse 1 says, and he went out from thence and came into his own country. Mark chapter 6 from verse 1. He went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. When the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this that is given unto him, that even such mighty works are done by his hand? I mean, you think they're saying something great, but keep reading. Keep reading. Verse 3. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? So you're getting to hear the names of the brothers of Jesus Christ. And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. I mean, they felt, who is this guy? What is he feeling like? And he's saying so many things and he's doing so. I mean, they're seeing miracles and they're saying, is that not the carpenter? Verse 5, Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kind and his own kin and his own people. Verse 5 is very, very interesting. And he could not do mighty work. Could not do mighty work except laid his hands on a few sick folk and he healed them. He could not do mighty work except save. Not he would not. Please note that. It's he couldn't. That means he wanted to, but he was limited. He wanted to, but they restricted his flow of power. How? Verse 6 says, and he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went around the villages teaching. He marveled, he was surprised. Ah, you know the word marvel. This unbelief here is high, raised to power 10. Man, these guys, wow. So he couldn't do, he wanted to do mighty miracles, but he couldn't. Now these people have heard about the mighty works, but he couldn't. He came home and he couldn't. All right, because they were too familiar with him. Is that we saw him now? We saw him running around with his nappies and, you know, rolling tire down the streets and, you know, playing with sand and mud. And I mean, they just were offended at him. So that put them in a place where they could not receive. So verse 6 says, he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went round about their villages teaching. Teaching helps a lot. Teaching helps to knock out doubt and unbelief. So that was the solution. That's the antidote. That's why you need to give attention to a lot of teaching of God's word. If you have issues with health, if you have issues with protection, if whatever it is, go to the word. Listen to the word. Teaching solves it. Right? Because ignorance is a major issue, all right? Unbelief and doubt, they are major roadblocks. And then teaching of God's word comes to help you renew your mind, all right? Supplies you with all the things you need. Glory to God. So we see in the ministry of Jesus also that he was restricted, all right? He couldn't do what he wanted to do. We're there with Numbers 13, all right? So let's jump to Numbers 13. You know, Numbers 13. Because, you know, we love in the churches to sing so many wonderful songs about God's faithfulness. God's faithfulness. Listen, God is forever faithful. God will always remain faithful. You know? And then we sing what he did for A, he will do for B. He has done almost everything you're looking for. All right? Now, when I said almost everything, the other things God hasn't done is he's here to give us glorified body. We're here to go to the marriage supper. So now you get what I'm trying to say, that the things we're waiting for that he hasn't done are things that it's not time for them to happen yet. God has done. If God did not perfect all the things that concern us, Jesus would not have resurrected. So it's now for you and I, by the Holy Ghost and the Word, to get into the thing that God has provided. So we see again in Numbers 13, verse 2, all right, send you men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel, of every tribe of their fathers. Send men, all right, every one of them a ruler. So God said, send men. I've given you this land, but they should go, you know, check it out. All right, so 30 says, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome the land. Let's go. What are we waiting for? But the men that went up said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. All right? I mean, it's amazing that God did not factor all that in, right? So God told them to go and take a land, and they didn't check out the strength of the people. All right? And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up its inhabitants. Youch. And all the people that we saw, there were men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, so were we in their sight. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers. All right. So someone says, oh, but this is reality. They faced giants. What did you expect them to do? But many years afterwards, David also faced a giant. So it's not the size of the giant. It's the size of your understanding of the covenant. It's not the size of the giant. All right. It's not the size of the giant. I mean, Mark 11, 23 says, say to the mountain. Naturally speaking, is the mountain not bigger than every one of us? But it's not the size of the mountain. It's your understanding of how the word works. Right? Jesus spoke to a fig tree. Obviously, the tree is taller than Jesus. So it's not the size. It's not the size. Oh, you don't know what I'm going through. No, it's not the size. You are focusing on the wrong thing. It's not the size of the giant. It's the size of your understanding. It's the size of your authority. It's the size of your faith. It's the size of the word. All right? And the faith you have is the faith of God, the faith that created the universe. All right? And we're learning this thing. Let me not go into all that yet. So you have to understand that the grasshopper mentality is a major hindrance. It's a major roadblock. And it shows up in different things. I'm not worthy. Oh, I'm not good enough. I mean, you could just, you know, and your mind would help you to bring in more thoughts to disqualify you. All right? I mean, the reason why I can't get the job, these other guys, you know, are more qualified than I. I mean, there are very many reasons, but God said. And as long as God said, then the word of God is bigger. The word of God is more superior. The word of God is powerful. Oh, glory to God. You need to get this. All right. It says we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. So we were in their sight. All right. So now you see yourself as a grasshopper. So that might be why they see you as a grasshopper. But truth also is, even if they see you as a grasshopper, if you don't see yourself as a grasshopper, you will win. Don't forget what Goliath said. I mean, who is this tiny rat that is coming to me with stone and sling? Am I a dog? You know, and David told him, I will cut your head today. So whatever Goliath there is around us, whatever giant there is around us, face that giant like Joshua and Caleb. Face like that giant like David did. Don't face like that giant like this, man. God is big. So you do not limit God. And they limited God. That was Numbers chapter 13. And they kept saying a whole lot of stuff. We're going to die. I mean, we should have just been left in Egypt. I mean, were you not better? You know? I mean, let me. Chapter 4, verse 2. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron. And the whole, chapter 14 now, verse 2. And the whole congregation said unto them, Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt. Or would God that we had died in the wilderness. All right. Wherefore has the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should be prey? Were it not better for us to return to Egypt? And these people talked. Oh, hey. Verse 4, and they said to one another, let us make a captain for us. Let us go back to Egypt. Hey. Anyway, let me jump to verse 26. We read 26 to 28, all right? And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long would I bear with this congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. 28, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. Say to them. All right? They said they can't get into the land, and they won't. They said the giants are able to eat them up. Don't bother. Don't even go and face giants. I mean, Joshua and Caleb, you said you're well able. Go ahead. Whatever you say is yours. All right? Mark 11:23, you have whatever you say. You have whatever you say. So what are you saying? Get back again to God's word. Look again into God's word. Get back again to God's word. All right? Look again to God's word. In Mark chapter 9, all right, we find the case of Jesus, all right, needing to minister to a little boy that his disciples had attempted to minister to, you know, and then they couldn't. You know, and a beautiful, beautiful conversation, you know, ensued here. Quite interesting, you know. But anyway, Jesus basically just said, you know, but let me pick 22 into 23. All right. So the father is answering. All right. Oftentimes they cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. He then says to Jesus, but if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus told him in 23, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. You know, it's you check your side. It's not I can. Can you believe it? All right. And then the father in 24, all right, straight to the father of the child, cried out, said with tears, Lord, I believe, help me. If there's anything missing in me trying to believe, please help me out. All right. But a lot of the part is your own part. It's not, Lord, if you can do something, you know, something, nothing has happened yet because the Lord is not helping, you know, and we fall into that trap. Maybe the reason why I don't have this thing is because the Lord doesn't want me to have it yet. All right? Maybe. Now, if the Lord reveals something like that to you in the place of fellowship, that one, I might not be able to argue with you. All right? That's what you heard from God. But be careful with that. All right? Now, yes, I know there's a lot of context around that. I mean, I'm not talking to anybody individually right now, so I might not be able to pick out the context. But I'm saying, do not allow that subtle thought, right? The reason why you're not healed, the reason why you're still trekking, the reason why, you know, maybe. And if you're walking in any level of disobedience that is clear to you, correct it. All right? Isaiah chapter 1 says, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Now, yes, the good also can be eaten in levels. I understand that, all right? Because as your capacity grows, and that's how God planned that we were going to enter into the promised land, not suddenly, but capacity building level after the other. Are you getting that? So I understand all those contexts. But I'm saying, don't fall into that subtle, I don't have it because God doesn't want me to have it. No, have you checked? God has given. I need to know how to receive. All right. So sometimes you're not feeling too well. Then you pray. Then you go and lie down. Then you pray. I remember some, you know, years ago, I was pastoring, you know, in Ife then. You know, and then I had this very excruciating headache. I was praying for service. It was a Sunday. Service back then was 7 p.m. in the evening. All right. And then maybe this was like, it was already, you know, late afternoon, maybe like 4, maybe 5. You know, and then I released my faith, you know, in the name of Jesus and all that. And then I laid down, you know, like, let me rest a bit. You know, I had one of my associates staying with me there. I said, he should go forward. I'll catch up. And I laid down. And the Holy Ghost said to me, if you believe you receive your healing, get up and go to church. So I did. All right. Got to church. Head was still aching. Choir sang. Till I got to the mic and started preaching, I still felt it. But at that point, somewhere within the whole message, I can't remember when he left. As in left. Like left, never came back. So you find that there are symptoms. So, but you might not know, okay, how exactly am I to act in faith? So it might not be God. It might not be, no. It might not be that. I've had to release my faith for cash too. I remember that was in Ife too. I was about to step out and God said, no, stay back at home. Wasn't up to 20 minutes. Someone walked in, said hi for a few minutes and gave me an envelope and there was money in it. So the issue isn't his own side. God supplies. We have to learn to receive. Obedience comes in there. You learning to use your faith comes in there. You understanding principles comes in there. The devil cannot be harassing and say, God, do something about the devil. No. There is no place in the New Testament where we're told to tell God to do something about the devil. It says, you resist the devil. You cast out devil. You, the word is you. You neither give place to the devil. So it's not God, it's you. All right? So, for instance, Mark 11, 23 says, you speak to the mountain. So even when it comes to your health, oh, Father, thank you because you've healed me. Thank you because I'm healed. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I believe I receive my healing. Many times it's good, but most times it might not be complete. Say now to the mountain, speak to your body, speak to your back, speak to your neck, speak to whatever, speak to the mountain. Because sometimes I say, but I believe I received my healing. Yes, but you haven't spoken to the mountain. I think that was a light bulb moment for someone right now, right? Glory to God. Speak to the mountain. Talk to it. In the name of Jesus, go. Go, leave it. You know, you address it. You speak to it because you're busy thanking God and that's wonderful. But God is not withholding anything from you. Yet the thing is not coming. Take authority. Bind something. Cast out something. I take authority over every level of delay. I mean, take authority. Take authority and believe you receive what is yours. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe this has been super helpful. So no broadcast tomorrow or Sunday. Just listen. As in, just listen again and again. And please be blessed. Sunday, 5 p.m. to 5:45 Nigerian time. 5 p.m. to 5:45 Nigerian time. We're having the Influence of the Spirit weekly. And theme for the month of May. Oh, you would love this. Adventures with the Holy Ghost. Adventures with the Holy Ghost. So we'll be live here on Spreaker, on YouTube, on Instagram, possibly on Facebook also, but YouTube, Instagram, and right here on Spreaker, you will be greatly blessed. Please follow on every social media platform. Please follow, please follow, please follow Larry Rex on us here and share this. I believe this series, this week's series has been very impactful. Share. pick all the five, share. Press the share button, share with a friend. Share, share. This will bless you, this will bless you, this will bless you, this will bless you. Or just share one and say, please listen to all right? So have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. See you on Sunday. Yes, that's Sunday evening 5, and then officially back again for Morning Faith Boost on Monday. Yep. Have a glorious, glorious weekend. Thanks for always tuning in, and don't forget to send comments. Bye.
Somebody worship him.